Over 600,000 people, half of those killed each year on the world's highways, are not in cars. They're pedestrians, bicyclists, and motorcyclists. A new study looks at what can be done to protect them. They're called vulnerable road users.
Vulnerable road users are pedestrians, bicyclists, and two-wheelers.
Dr. Emmanuel Lagarde is an injury researcher at the University of Bordeaux in France.
They are vulnerable because they are not protected by an outside shield in case of a traffic accident.
Unlike occupants of cars, vulnerable road users don't have an automobile steel frame to protect them in case of an accident. When a car or truck hits them, they are more likely to be injured or killed. In Thailand, more than 70% of the road traffic deaths are among motorbike users. In Delhi, India, 42% of traffic deaths are vulnerable road users.
This is a problem for the poor countries because most of road users are vulnerable road users because cars are much more expensive than bicycles, for example.
But in industrial, richer countries, the number of injuries to vulnerable road users are increasing too. In France, for example, between 1997 and 2007, the proportion of road traffic fatalities for car occupants decreased by 16%, while it increased by 25% among vulnerable road users. Lagarde says that these official numbers may actually underestimate the problem.
The data and the statistics on vulnerable road user mortality and morbidity is underestimated in many countries, including the United States.
That's because police do not always count crashes between cars and pedestrians or bicycles as traffic injuries. According to Lagarde, alcohol and speed contribute to injuries for the vulnerable road user, but lack of visibility is also an important factor. Besides increasing visibility by wearing bright clothing and having stricter efforts to reduce drunk driving and decrease speed, another strategy to prevent injuries is through education.
Sometimes vulnerable road user does not obey the traffic rules. They should be informed of the high traffic injury risk and therefore not be exempted from obeying the traffic rules.
Emmanuel Lagarde's paper appeared online in the journal PLOS Medicine. That's this week's Health Brief. I'm Philip Gratzer.